Greetings, Honey Ridge family. Thank you for joining me today to share a devotion with you. It's Gary Tamlin speaking, and I look forward to sharing a passage of scripture with a couple of thoughts of encouragement for the day ahead. For many of us, we either stuck at home, some having to work from home, others who unfortunately are stuck at home and can't do what they do for a living from home. And then there are those, obviously, who go out to essential services, and they have the benefit of quiet roads. But clearly, I think it's fair to say that for all of us, our lives have changed and potentially will change a little more as we continue in this state of lockdown. Often when we have more time to think than usual, our minds start to wander and we start to think about why we have this situation. Why has this happened? Why do people do silly things like eat bats or pangolins or whatever they did eat? Why must we live like this because someone else on the other side of the world did something silly, irresponsible? Why, because of what they did, am I not getting paid this month or being paid less or my job's at risk? And then to top it all, when our government makes good decisions and puts out good advice, why do people not listen? Why don't they just stop and do what's best for all of us? And why do they continue just to be, in a sense, disobedient and unruly, putting all of us at risk and messing up what could be a contained disease? Let's have a look at God's word and perhaps look for some application today out of Psalm 37. In my Bible, it's headed up Instruction in Wisdom. And I'll be reading from verses 1 right through to verse 9. Do not be agitated by evildoers. Do not envy those who do wrong, for they wither quickly like grass and wilt like tender green plants. Trust in the Lord and do what is good. Dwell in the land and live securely. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act, making your righteousness shine like the dawn, your justice like the noonday. Be silent before the Lord and wait expectantly for him. Do not be agitated by one who prospers in his way, by the person who carries out evil plans. Refrain from anger and give up your rage. Do not be agitated, it can only bring harm. For evil doers will be destroyed, but those who put their hope in the Lord will inherit the land. This, as some of you will know, is one of my favorite passages, and something that I often remind myself of at different times in my day-to-day walk. And in this passage, the psalmist reminds us that life's not fair, that there are people in situations that are not fair, and at times it seems that evil prevails and flourishes. I want to today just to give you some principles from this passage that I hope and trust will be an encouragement. Let's remind ourselves that God knows that the world we live in is full of injustices and that sin flourishes, and what looks like success in the world is often failure in God's eyes. And let's stop and just ask ourselves, what does God want or expect us to do in this time that he has allowed us to be placed in, this lockdown? And let's look at the passage. I kind of, in my mind, divide this passage into a few different things. First of all, let's look at the do nots and the promise that follows it. So in verse 1, it says, do not be agitated by evildoers. Do not envy those who do wrong. And then the promise that follows says, for they will wither like grass and wilt like tender green plants. And then the second do not is in verse 7. Do not be agitated by one who prospers in his way, by the person who carries out evil plans. And then, not using the word do not, but rather the word refrain, in verse 8 it says, refrain from anger and give up your rage. Do not be agitated, it can only bring harm, for evildoers will be destroyed. And Christian, the encouragement here is there's a far bigger picture than just today and just this current crisis that we find ourselves in. Let's have a look at some of the things that we're encouraged to do. In verse 3, it talks about trust in the Lord and do what is good. dwell in the land and live securely. Take delight in the Lord and in the promise, and he will give you your heart's desires. Really, what it's saying here when it talks about trusting in the Lord and doing what is good is really aligning to God's purposes. Those are things that we should just obey and we should do. And when we do that and align to God's purposes, clearly our heart aligns to him as well, and that we then find ourselves able to pray and align with God, ask for things, and he finds it in his will to give us our heart's desires. Then in verse 5, another thing that we should do is commit your way to the Lord and trust in him. And once again, really want to encourage you, even in this situation, let's commit ourselves to the Lord in our homes, where we find ourselves, those of us who go to work still every day, and to trust in him. And then notice what the promise is. And he will act, making your righteousness shine like the dawn, your justice like the noonday. He'll bless you. And then in verse 7, the last thing that we should do is we should be silent before the Lord and wait expectantly for him. And the promise after that is, but those who put their hope in the Lord will inherit the land, will be blessed. And I'd really want to encourage you as well at a time like this. Perhaps some of us have more time, other of us are still very busy. But if you have more time on your hands, unusually, can I encourage you just to take time to be silent before the Lord? Maybe to relook or rethink those quiet times, those devotions. Maybe to commit every day to spending some time in prayer. Spend some time reading his word and just being quiet and waiting for him to speak to you through his word and to share his will and his instruction with you and his encouragement. So really, to sum up what we've really said today, if we were to put it into two bands, I'd say to you, don't be agitated by everything that's going on. Don't envy other people. Don't be angry. Refrain from being angry about this. But Christian, we're called to trust in the Lord. We're called to delight in the Lord. And that word delight is just full of meaning in terms of what it would be to delight when you delight in something. And then we're told to commit our way to him, and with the promise that he'll make our righteousness shine. And then we're told to be silent before the Lord and to wait on him. Let's not miss that wait on him. We really need to wait on him at a time like this, and be praying and praying for others, praying for those that are alone for these 21 days, those that are not well, and praying for the many medical staff in amongst our number and people in essential services. I want to encourage you to delight in the Lord, to commit your way, to trust in him as we spend these next 17 or however many days we have left before the lockdown is finished, and just to spend some quality time with the Lord and to worship him. Pray with me. Father, we are blessed to be a people that can commune with you in prayer. We're blessed to have your word, and we are blessed that in spite of everything that's going on around us, that we can come to you and we can commit, delight, trust, wait on you. And I just pray that for each one of us, this would be a time of spiritual growth, a time of aligning our hearts to your purposes. I pray that you would help us to do good, as it said in that first verse. Lord, to perhaps message or phone the lonely, to pray for the needy, and to encourage those around us. I just pray that you'd bless this day and be glorified through our every thought and action. In Jesus' name, amen.